The world at our fingertips. Imagine living in a world where you cannot feel the difference between rough and smooth objects. Simple acts like running one's finger through sand on a beach or feeling a smooth satin scarf would become utterly meaningless and frustrating. Thankfully, most of us have normal functioning hands whose powers we take for granted in our everyday life. We are able to experience a thousand different things by touching them. How does touching an object with one's hands evoke these sensations which vary in myriad subtle ways? How do we feel the difference between polyester and corduroy? The answer lies in the skin that encases our body, especially the skin on our palms, which has exquisite powers of detection and discrimination. For instance, one can tell if a mango is ripe or raw by holding it gently and applying pressure on it. We check the air pressure in our bicycle tires and decide whether we need to refill or not by just pressing them with our fingers. We can also figure out shapes without looking at them. One can distinguish an orange from a banana with one's eyes closed. The skin on our fingers acts as a sensor that can differentiate smoothness, roughness, stickiness, softness, hardness, heat, cold, vibration, motion, and much more. It can also differentiate between patterns. For instance, we can tell most of the letters of the alphabet embossed in nameplates by feeling them with our fingers. The visually impaired can read quite efficiently with their fingertips. In the Braille method, each letter is represented by a different pattern of embossed dots that visually impaired persons can differentiate with their fingertips. The skin on our fingers is especially suitable for delicate tasks and is much more sensitive than the skin on our back or thighs. For example, when touching the U-shaped end of a hairpin with a finger, one can differentiate two points that are in contact with the skin as separate points. If the same hairpin touches one's back, the sensation becomes a broad, dull one. The reason for this difference is the number of touch receptors that we have embedded in our hand. The greater the population of touch receptors, the greater the sensitivity. In the human body, the fingertips and lips have the maximum number of receptors. Some aspects of an object may not be apparent by just looking at them. For instance, whether a piece of rock is hard or soft cannot be decided by just using one's eyes. Therefore, we often have to use our hands to explore things around us. This is why the fingertips have a greater number of receptors. The reason we have more receptors on the lips and tongue is so that we can detect the consistency of food. We have to recognize the qualities of the food we put into the mouth, so that we don't damage our mouth and intestines by ingesting hard, indigestible food, or hurt our teeth and tongue by trying to chew a hard object. Another feature of the skin is its ability to sense temperature. We are naturally capable of discriminating between a range of temperatures. We perceive temperatures that are lower as cold and higher as hot. This ability to perceive different temperatures allows us to be aware of the changing environment. This is important because extremes of temperature are not good for the working of our body and could lead to undesirable effects. There are different sensors for warm and chill in our skin, which indicates changes in temperature to the brain and help us experience the sensation. These receptors have more than one function. For example, the principal ingredient in chili is a chemical called capsaicin, which affects the same receptor that sends the message of hot to the brain. That is why you feel hot when eating chilies. In the same way, the receptor for cold is also affected by the chemical menthol, which explains why sucking on a throat lozenge, which has menthol as a major constituent, gives us a cool feeling.